It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we begin another holiday shopping season, I urge you to be a patriotic American shopper and support 80% of the American people who are employed by small and medium-sized businesses. The 80% include a wide variety of manufacturers, distributors, service providers, and retail stores in local neighborhoods and malls who all depend on your purchases to remain in business and pay their employees. America has always traded with the world. However, the present-day imbalance between foreign-made and domestic products is not in favor of American workers. Today, America no longer produces enough products to satisfy the day-to-day needs of the American people, so foreign-made products not only fill the void, but in many cases dominate the American marketplace. The imbalance has shifted so much that buying American-made products in American stores is often a challenge. However, if you shop around, you will find a growing selection of items made in the USA and know that your purchases will benefit local, regional, and national manufacturers and more American workers. Filling your shopping bags with mainly foreign-made items without considering the plight of American workers will destroy our efforts to restore and expand America's industries. Being a patriotic American shopper will increase the demand for American-made products, and being more selective in what you purchase will add to the success of the Buy American Made campaign. Remember, only you can decide what you are going to purchase and whether your purchasing power will benefit American workers or foreign manufacturers. As you shop, keep in mind that 80% of the American people are employed by small and medium-sized businesses. Therefore, moving American-made inventory first is an important way to help America's businesses and workers and keep more of our dollars circulating in the economy of the USA. During the last few months, several of us have been working on the American Workers Radio Project. As we work toward completing the project, we ask that you visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com and place your name on the email list. This is Michael Blehosh. Send me your suggestions from the email link located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com or go to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.